All right, so today we're diving into James by Percival Everett,
Oh, yeah.
and this book is going to stay with you.
It really is.
It's incredible, and we're looking at excerpts straight from the book, so we can really get into like how Everett writes and all that.
Absolutely. And James is one of those books that grabs you right from the first page. And what's so interesting about it is he takes this familiar setting, pre-Civil War Missouri, and throws you for a loop with this main character.
Yeah, you're talking about James himself.
Exactly.
He's this enslaved man, but he challenges like every expectation you might have about a person in that situation.
Totally.
And his light skin color adds a whole other like layer to it.
Yeah, exactly. It gives him this almost outsider status, even amongst the other enslaved people. But what really got me was James's intelligence. This isn't just a man trying to survive. He's a thinker, a philosopher, like trapped in this impossible situation.
I got to ask about those language lessons he gives to the children.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
So he teaches them to signify, which is this way of using language to communicate in code, basically slipping messages right under the nose of the slaveholders. You can think of it as this form of resistance, a way of holding on to their identity when the world's trying to strip it away.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's like he's giving them this like secret weapon. A
Exactly.
way to fight back without like
Yeah.
actually having to fight.
Precisely. And then there's also this thing with his skepticism towards religion.
Oh, really?
You might expect him to find comfort in faith, but he sees it as another tool used by, those in power
Oh, wow.
to control the enslaved population. It makes you question everything you think you know about the role of religion, in that era.
Yeah, it's like Everett is peeling back these layers of history, showing us all these nuances that we might not even have considered. And then you have these incredible moments where James kind of blurs these lines between reality and imagination. He has these dreamlike conversations with historical figures like Voltaire, John Locke.
He's like debating Enlightenment thinkers while he's enslaved.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's crazy.
They discuss freedom, equality, the very nature of slavery.
Oh my
It's this like painful irony, you know?
Yeah.
Here's James, a man denied the most basic freedom,
Great.
engaging in these deep philosophical discussions
Wow.
with the very people who champion liberty, you know?
Yeah.
It makes you think about how far we've come, but also how far we still have to go.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, you've definitely piqued my interest, but we can't talk about James without talking about his escape.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
And it's not your typical runaway slave narrative.
Okay.
This journey is just full of danger and moral dilemmas and unexpected alliances.
Yeah.
He ends up relying on this help from Huck.
This young white boy who has his heart in the right place, but he's completely naive about the world James is navigating.
I can only imagine how that dynamic would create some serious tension.
Oh, yeah. And the violence James encounters along the way is a stark reminder of the brutal reality of slavery. Everett doesn't shy away from depicting these horrors, but he does it in a way that feels both unflinching and poetic.
So he's not holding back, but he's also elevating the story
Exactly.
above like a simple historical account.
Yeah, and then there's this incident with the overseer Hopkins. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say James is pushed to his breaking point and does something that'll have you questioning the very nature of justice and revenge.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm on the edge of my seat. You
Yeah.
got to tell me more.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but this is where the novel's use of metafiction gets really interesting. Everett starts weaving in these excerpts from James's own notebook, giving us these glimpses into his inner thoughts and his struggles.
So it's like we're getting this double layer of storytelling.
Yeah.
James is like a character,
Exactly.
but
Yeah.
he's also this writer
Right.
trying to make sense of his experience.
And the way Everett blends those two narratives together is just brilliant. It makes you think about the power of storytelling, and how we use it to shape our understanding of the world, especially in the face of oppression.
This is already so much more than I expected.
We're just getting started. There's so much to unpack with this book, and I think it's one that will really resonate with you. And one of the things that really makes James captivating is how Everett uses these like unexpected encounters to challenge our assumptions. Like those conversations with the historical figures, it's not just him debating them, it's him confronting them with this hypocrisy.
You're right. It's like he's holding up a mirror to history.
Forcing us to see these uncomfortable truths.
And it's not just, you know, big historical figures either.
Right.
Even the supporting characters.
Yeah.
Like Norman the Bite Man, who chooses to live as black.
Oh, yeah.
Force us to grapple with these complex questions about identity and race.
Absolutely. And it's like Everett is saying, you know, look, this isn't black and white.
Right.
There are layers upon layers here. And if you really want to understand this story.
Yeah.
You have to go deep.
Yeah. And speaking of layers, there's this whole other dimension to the book with these minstrel shows.
Yeah.
James forced to perform in blackface.
Oh, God.
Becomes this spectacle for white audiences.
It's so disturbing.
It is. But it's also this brilliant commentary.
Right.
On how entertainment was used to reinforce these racist stereotypes and justify oppression.
Yeah.
And for James, it adds this whole other layer of performance to his life.
Yeah.
He's constantly navigating these different identities.
Right.
Trying to hold on to his true self in this world that just wants to define him for him. And that's what makes his journey for freedom so powerful.
Exactly.
It's not just escaping these physical chains.
Mm.
It's about breaking free from these mental and emotional shackles that society has placed on him.
Absolutely. And the way Everett portrays that struggle is heartbreaking, but it's also inspiring.
Yeah.
You see James wrestling with these big philosophical questions.
Right.
But then you also see him finding these moments of joy and connection along the way.
And you can't forget like the adventure of it all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he encounters these river pirates revival meetings.
Yeah.
He even gets swept away in a flood.
It's like something out of Mark Twain.
Right. It's crazy.
There's definitely this sense of unpredictability and danger that keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Right.
But even in the midst of all this chaos, Everett manages to weave in these moments of like dark humor.
Oh, really?
And biting satire.
It's like he's saying, yeah, this is serious, but we can still find a way to laugh.
Exactly.
At the absurdity of it all.
And I think that's what makes James such a powerful and enduring work of literature.
Yeah.
It's a story that forces us to confront, you know, the ugliness of history.
Right.
But it also reminds us of the resilience of the human spirit, you know?
Yeah.
It's really something.
You know, it's amazing how Everett manages to pack so much into this story.
I know, right?
It's a historical novel.
Yeah.
It's adventure. It's a philosophical exploration.
Mm.
All rolled into one.
And he does it all without ever feeling preachy or heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's like he just trusts the reader to connect the dots.
Yeah.
Speaking of connecting the dots, I'm curious about the supporting characters.
Oh, yeah.
Like Norman.
Yeah.
The white man living as black.
Right.
What's his role in all this?
Well, he becomes this key figure in James's escape.
Okay.
But his motivations are complex.
Oh.
He's not just doing it out of altruism.
Okay.
There's a personal element to his decision that makes you question his true intentions.
So it's not just like a white savior?
No, not at all.
Coming in to rescue the enslaved people.
Norman is a flawed character, and his journey is just as much a part of the story as James's.
Right.
And then there's Sammy,
the
young girl that James helps along the way.
Right.
She represents this next generation, you know, the future that's at stake in this fight for freedom.
It's so sad to think about what she must have witnessed at such a young age.
It is.
Yeah.
But there's also this sense of hope
right.
in her presence. You know, she reminds us that even in these dark times,
yeah.
The human spirit can endure.
Absolutely.
And that brings us to one of the most powerful aspects of James.
Okay.
The ending. I won't spoil it for you.
Come on.
But let's just say it's not your typical happy ending.
You can't leave me hanging like that.
I know. But trust me, it's an ending that will stay with you.
Okay.
It'll stay with you long after you close the book.
Yeah.
It leaves you with more questions than answers.
Right.
Which I think is exactly what great literature should do.
All right. All right, you've convinced me James is officially going on my must-read list.
You won't regret it.
Okay.
It's one of those books that makes you see the world differently.
Yeah.
It challenges you to think critically about the past and how it continues to shape our present.
So for anyone listening who's looking for a book that's both intellectually stimulating and emotionally gripping,
oh yeah,
James is the one for you.
Absolutely. It's a story about freedom, identity, and the power of storytelling.
Right.
Themes that are just as relevant today as they were back then.
And I think what we've talked about today is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
There's so much more to discover in this book.
So much.
So many layers to unpack.
It's the beauty of it. It's a book that rewards multiple readings.
Yeah.
A book that stays with you.
Well, this has been great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got to dive into James today.
I too.
This book really is something else, and I encourage everyone listening to check it out for themselves. It's a powerful story, and I think it will stay with you long after you finish it.
I agree.
So until next time, happy reading, everyone.